Four of them, they are mentioned in one hadith. All of them are mentioned in one hadith. And these are eating riba, and lying, and zina, and not praying on time. These are all things that are mentioned in one hadith. It's a very long hadith. It is in Bukhari and Muslim. And it's a hadith that perhaps many of you have heard before. And it is a hadith that some people assume occurred in the night of Isra wal Mi'raj. But Allah knows best. This is a separate hadith. It's not on Isra wal Mi'raj. Isra wal Mi'raj have other incidents. This hadith in particular is not Isra al-Miraj. Samura ibn Judnub narrates that whenever the Prophet ﷺ prayed Fajr, he would turn around and he would ask us, who amongst you saw a dream last night? And if anybody saw a dream, we would tell him that dream. And so one day he said, instead of asking them, he said, I saw a dream last night. So he's telling them of his own dream. I'm going to summarize it. It's a long hadith. It's like a page and a half of Bukhari. He said that, I saw a dream last night that two men came to me and they took me to Al-Ard Al-Muqaddasa, the holy land. Now this is why some people think that this is Isra al-Mi'raj. However, this hadith is very clear. He saw it in a dream. Isra al-Mi'raj, was it a dream or was it a live event? Live event. Please nobody say it was a dream. I have a whole lecture about this. If it was a dream, there is no miracle in Isra wal Mi'raj. Isra wal Mi'raj was not a dream. It was an actual event. This hadith is a dream. He said, I saw in a dream, two men came to me. Also, Isra wal Mi'raj, two men did not come, Jibreel came. Isra wal Mi'raj, Buraq came, etc., etc. This is not Isra wal Mi'raj. So a lot of, when you hear the story of Isra wal Mi'raj, a lot of people take this and they put it in there. And Allah knows best, this is a separate incident. So they took him to Ard al-Muqaddas. And then he said, I saw a person sitting down and there was a man standing on him and he was hitting him with a scalp or a type of knife and carving one side of the head. Then he would turn the other side and do the same. By the time he did it on the other side, the first side would be cured. So then keep on doing this back and forth. So I said, what is the matter with this man? They said, keep on going. So they kept on going. So we saw another man. He was lying down on his back and another man was hitting him with a rock. And whenever the rock hit him, the rock would roll away. The first man would go after the rock. In the meantime, the first one would be cured. He would then come back and hit him again. I said, what is this? They said, keep on going. And again, so a number of things are mentioned of them. There is he saw a pit of fire in it that was shaped like a cylinder. And there were men and women upside down. And there was fire in it. And they would come up as the fire went. Then the fire would come down. And they would come down. They would go up and down. And so on and so forth. Then he said, I saw a person that was at a river of blood. And another man was standing on one side and a person in the middle of the river. Every time that the person came to try to get out of the blood of river, he would be hit with a rock, so he would be pushed back, and this would also be going on and on, so on and so forth. So I said, who is this? They said, keep on going. Then we kept on going until I saw a beautiful garden with a large tree in it, and there was an elderly man and lots of children around him. And there was in front of this man also a fire. And they told me to come, and I went into this garden and I saw a house. It was more beautiful than any house I had seen. And the hadith goes on and on. I'm just quickly finishing up because I need to have a longer lecture after this. Then at the end he says, the Prophet ﷺ said to the two of them, you have taken me on a long journey. Now explain to me what I saw. So then the angels explained, as for the one that you saw his head being split, this was the one who would lie about others and his lie would spread everywhere. In other words, this is namima and ghiba and slander, buhtan on top of that. He is saying something that causes harm to other people. He is saying something that it's lie, it's a slander and buhtan, it's hurting the honor of families. It is breaking the marriage of people that is doing this. His lie would be spread everywhere. So this will be done to him until judgment day. As for the one whom you saw, that his head was being crushed open. This was a person whom Allah taught the Quran to, yet he would sleep the whole night and he would not act upon it during the day. And this is going to happen to him until Judgment Day. Nasrullah as-salamu wa al-afiyah. And as for the one whom you saw, that the men and women were hanging upside down, these are the people of zina. And as for the one you saw swimming in the river of blood, these were the people who ate riba. And as for the old man you saw with children around him, that was Ibrahim. And the children around him were the young kids who passed away without reaching bulugh. You know that in our tradition, Ibrahim and Sarah will take care of any toddler, any infant who has passed away. They will be their caretakers until they're reunited with Jannah. And as for the house that you saw, that is your house. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi, and as for me, this is Jibreel, and as for him, this is Mikael. So Jibreel and Mikael introduced themselves. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Can I enter my house?" And they said, "No, you still have life left in this dunya. When that life is over, then you can enter the house." Then I woke up. Now, this hadith is in Bukhari and Muslim. It mentions buhtan. It mentions eating riba. It mentions zina. And it mentions the one who knows the Quran but sleeps at night. Now, our scholars say that this is the one who does not wake up for fajr. This is the meaning of sleep the whole night. Because it is not wajib to pray tahajjud. It's not about tahajjud. It is about sleeping the whole night until the sun comes up. Means what? He missed fajr. Right? So the one who does not pray fajr, the one who is lax about fajr, the one who does not act upon the Quran. So the one who is waylul musallin alladhina an salatihim sahun. This is that one. So this is point number 10, 11, 12, 13. Now, from all of these points, from point number 3 to 13, I mentioned 10 things that Muslims do. From all of these points, it is correct to extrapolate that any major sin can lead to adab of the qabr. It's as simple as that. Any major sin, whether it is arrogance, whether it is ghiba, whether it is kadhib, whether it is eating riba, whether it is zina, whether it is spreading a lie that other people are hurt by. Essentially, what are all of these things? Major sins, kabair. So from this we can extrapolate that any kabira potentially leads to adhabul qabr. So this list is not exhaustive. It's not like the end all and be all. Rather, this list is illustrative. This is what the hadith mentioned. And from them we extrapolate. The one who does not pray regularly, this is a kabira. All of these things are from the major sins. And Allah knows best. We talked about what are the explicit. And as far as I can did my research today, if you have anything else, please benefit me. But I did not find anything explicit other than these 10. But as I said, these 10 are illustrations. In reality, any sin can be extrapolated from this.